We spoke last time. We mentioned last time the chashivas of the Zman. That if the train is traveling, don't miss the train. And we must be the chashivas of the Zman. I want to go into another nekuda, which the Rishonim talk about, which probably 90% of Americans suffer from. And that's why there's so many antidepressant pills in America, and that's why there's so many psychologists and psychiatrists. We'll take a look how the Torah looks at it. Let me tell you, Rabbeinu Yoina was a Rishon. HaPesach HaRishon, the first opening to Avodas Hashem. He doesn't say the first Shah, the first gate. He doesn't talk about the Mafteach, the key. He talks about just the first door, HaPesach HaRishon, the first door, before you want to walk in. Before you even start, the first thing is Shiyeda ha'ish ha'oved, that the person who is the Oved Hashem, he's starting to be an Oved Hashem, he's starting to learn, he's starting to daven, he's starting as man. Erech atzmoi, self-worth. Now, you wouldn't expect this from a Rishon. You talk about Gehenna, Moilam Haba, Yerushamayim, I don't know what, mitzvahs, skulas, kameyas, I don't know what. Oh, but the first Pesach HaRishon, the first thing, the first coming in through the door of Avodas Hashem, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Sheyeda Ha'ish Ha'oved, that a person has to know before he starts, Erech Atzmoi, his self-worth. Everybody has to understand that he himself is worth something. V'yakim Ma'alosei, he has to recognize his Maila. Everybody has Mailas and Chisroinus. Rabbi Yerucham once said, Rabbi Yerucham said, it's an Aveira if you don't know your own Chisroinus. But it's a bigger Aveira if you don't know your Milas. You hear the word? It's an Aveira to know your Chisroinus if you don't know your Chisroinus. But if you don't know your Milas, it's even bigger Aveira. Because when a person doesn't recognize his own Milas, you want to put away the phone? When a person doesn't recognize his own milas, he's a non-starter. He's a non-starter. And it doesn't make a difference whether he is a Balkishan, he's not a Balkishan. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a neshama, a lakai. You're a chelek from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're a ben melech. You're a son of a king. You're from the chosen nation. Everybody has a tafkid. Everybody has a purpose in this world. And nobody can fill that purpose except you. And when you don't daven, or when you don't do that learning, nobody can fill in that gap. Because only you, with your koichas, can you do it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you've got to know before you start your own milas. If we'd all recognize our own milas and we had our own self-worth, we wouldn't have what we call today midlife crisis. You wouldn't have depressions, and you wouldn't be worried. There wouldn't be a kinner. You wouldn't be jealous because Yenna looks like this and Yenna looks like that. You wouldn't have the Joneses, and you wouldn't be looking at next door neighbor how many cars he has in the driveway. All this garbage is all part of that. We don't even have the doorway. We don't even know how to go through the doorway of Avodas Hashem. Because it's Rabbeinu Yoina, the first step in Avodas Hashem, you've got to know you've got to have self-esteem. You got to know your own worth. You got to know what you're worth. You got to know your maki ma'alosi. You got to know your milas. Umilas avoisov, and where you're coming from. Ugdulosom, v'chashivusom, your chashivus by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he goes on weiter. He goes through a whole list. And he says, Kasha Oma Hamoshul, Kol misheinu mizbayis benafshe. Anybody who doesn't is not embarrassed from himself. That means people will do things. It could be later they'll be embarrassed. But if they're not embarrassed by themselves, b'shas ma'isa, then says Rabbeinu Yoina, ein lenafshe erech be'enaf. He doesn't have any self worth. When a guy does an aveira and he goes so low, it's not the aveira that the Rabbeinu Shlom is bothered by. It's because you don't have self-esteem. When you don't have self-worth, when you don't realize who you are and what you are and what you're worth, then you're shaykh to kol davar also. When a person has self-worth, when a person has self-esteem, he doesn't find himself in situations where he has no control over himself. He doesn't put himself in situations where he's going to be later embarrassed from it. He's not going to lower himself to the garbage out there. Why? Because I'm worth something. I have self-worth. I'm a classy person. I'm a ben melech. I'm from the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. I have a tafkid. I have a purpose in this world. If a person knew that he was a CEO of a company, and as a CEO, if any reporter saw him in the worst part of town, in the red light district of town, he'd be all over the newspapers. If he was caught at 2 o'clock at night walking around like a total goy, and he'd be in the papers the next day, he'd lose his job. Would he go there? It's pasnished. Every guy, every year, there's a CEO of a company. When you feel that you're the CEO of the company, you're not going to behave the way you behave. You're going to dress differently. You're going to act differently. You're going to speak differently. Not because it's an aveira. From your chashivas, from your maila. There's a famous saying, Mosa Yagiu, Maise, the Maise Avrom Yitzchok, Masa, the Maise, Maise Avoisov, of Maise Avrom Yitzchok Yankov. It's always a chazal that you probably heard before. You always have to say, when are my maisim going to be like the maisim of my forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? I mean, we're talking about 4,000 years later, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with the Ovos HaKadosh, Merkava, the Shechina. I mean, we're going to say, Mosa Yagiu, Maise, when are my maisim going to reach Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? I mean, what's the sushtel? We don't even come close. And the Teretz says, you're right. We don't come close. But what was the maisim of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov recognized their koichos and they used them to their utmost. They knew their milas. They knew who they were. They were makin the Ribbono Shel Olam. They understood they had a tafkid in this world. Mosa Yagiu Maisai, when will my maisim? Me, little me, that will recognize what Avraham recognized. Avada, we're not going to come to the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But in the Machshava of understanding that we all have a tafkid. And the same with Avraham Avinu was makir by the Ribbono Shel Olam that he has a purpose in this world. That's what the Chazal want from us. And it goes even further. It's a very scary thought. The Pasuk tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to he saw the bush burning. So he realized this is something different. So he went towards the bush. And as he went towards the bush, he realized there's a Shechina. And Vayisose Moshe Ponov. He asked the Moshe Ponov. Moshe hid his face. And Chazal say that because he hid his face, because it was Shechina, else covered, he was zeicher that his face shone years later. Koron Ponov, Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone. And Chazal tell us, Moridike Madregas, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicha because he hid his face. Yet, when Moshe Rabbeinu turned round to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, Hareini no kvoidcha, show me your honor. And Chazal say, what was he asking? He was asking, explain me how you run the world. Moshe Rabbeinu said, show me how you run the world. How come some people suffer? How come some people don't suffer? Tzadik v'raloi, Rosha v'tovloi. You see sometimes a Rosha is doing well. How does this work? What does it mean? Why did tzaddikim suffer? Why does this one suffer? Why do some people get away with it and some people don't get away with it? Explain me how it works, how the jigsaw works. And Rabbeinu Shlom answered Moshe Rabbeinu, when I wanted to tell you how it works, you covered your face, you hid yourself, you were scared. So now you come and ask me, I should tell you? Nobody can understand in this world the full picture of what goes on. And the kasha is, Moshe Rabbeinu did an avera, did something wrong. Faket, Chazal say, koronei ponov, his face shone because he covered his face. So Ibrahim says, and Moyudiki Yisoid, you're right, he did a right thing. But in what he did, there was a shtikel negia. He was scared to undertake meeting Shechina. He was scared to go that extra mile in on Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega of taking in what the Shechina has to give him. And that's what the Rabbeinu Shlom said to him. When I wanted to give it to you, you ran. You covered your face. You were scared. You were scared to undertake or to see the full picture. Now you want to see it. Doesn't work. It's a very darker sticker than the Kuda. It's on Moshe Rabbeinu's level. But even though mitzad echod you got scha, but on the other tzad, there was a stickle. You were scared. You were afraid to take under. You didn't realize your koiches. If you're standing in front of Shechina, that means Rabbeinu Shalom holds, you can handle it. That means Rabbeinu Shalom, what he wants to tell you, accept it now. You're scared. It's too much for you. But he started, Moshe Ponov, he covered himself. I'm not ready for it. Then when the time comes that you want it, you're not going to get it. Vayasta Moshe Ponov, a lot of us go through those stages. Vayasta Moshe Ponov, we cover our faces. Rebbe, I can't do it. I'm not ready. I can't handle it. And what am I worth? How many averes have I done up till now? I'm coming in from a bein hazmanim that I'm the lowest of the lowest. How am I going to walk into first seder? How can I come to davening when the night before I did kol davar? Vayaster Moshe Ponov. We all live in this world of covering ourselves because we look at our chisreinus. We say we're not ready for it. We're not roy for it. We can't do it. We haven't got the koichas for it. Says Rabbeinu Yoyinu, the first step to hatzlocha in everything. Sai naved is Hashem. And sai in hatzlocha within yourself is bimaki, you're mindless. Leave your chisreinus on the side. Don't think about it. It's a big avera not to know you're mindless. Think about who you are, what you are, your kishreinus. And use it for the good. And Ben Yoni says, one nekuda. Ki korev elocha dova mo'oid beficho u bilvovcho la'asoysoy. Which is, that pasuk's going on El. He says, Psha is the Rebbeinu Shloim is close to you, beficho bilvovcho la'asoysoy. Ki okeilis borach. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam eina mevakesh, doesn't ask me bnei Odom ki im lefi koicha. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't ask from a person more than he can do. Rabbeinu Yoina. Vegama Ovis, and he says Avraham Yitzchak Yankov Moshe Rabbeinu the Ovis lo yavdu kim lefi koicha masagosam. They only serve the Ribbono Shel Olam lefi their koyach, nothing more. But you know what? They made it because they understood their koichas. They made it because they understood who they were. They understood their purpose in life. They understood what they're worth. Yes, I am worth $1 million. And it's not only the looks on the outside. I'm worth $1 million because of the looks inside. Because there's a neshama here. I have a kishron. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave me a tafkid that only I can do. Nobody else. When a person recognizes who he is, what he is, and he looks on the positive side, besides putting a lot of people out of business, you might get somewhere yourself. You might be not scared. You won't be scared of a Yastam Moshe Ponov. That when the Ribbono Shel'Olam gives it to you and hands it to you on a golden plate, you're ready to take it. The Siyata Dishmaya, the beginning of a Zman, the Siyata Dishmaya that you have from the Lech Lecho Me'altzecho, from going away from the Treif America, the Mesiris Nefesh in every one of you. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is willing to give you the Siyata Dishmaya for it. But we all come in ready to do it, and it doesn't happen because Vayachta Moshe Ponov. We're scared a bit. I can't do too much. I've got to take it easy. I'm not ready. I can't do it. Look at me. I'm coming from, you know where I'm coming from? You know who I am? You know what I've done? By the way, it doesn't mean anything. Adarabha. The Rabbi Shalom is giving it to you because you can do it. Because you have the potential, because you have the kaychas, and only you can do it. When we understand that, we might be able to move into the Zman, into Rosh Hashanah, into Yom Kippur, into Avodas Elul, of a shtickel Yerushalayim, a shtickel extra koichos in Torah and Tefillah, because I taka am roi by the Rabbeinu Shalom, I taka am a ben melech. Yakim ma'alosa, you've got to be maki your milas. You've got to walk around positive. You've got to walk around who you are, what you are, what koichos you have. And the Ribbono Shel'Olam, when he gives you the Siyata Dishmaya and he sends you the right chavrusas, don't miss it. Vayasta Moshe Ponov, I need my sleep. I'm not ready for it. I've got to chill. You know why you have to chill? Because you take a think yourself as a nothing. When a guy has a rotzen, nobody's chilling ben azmanim when they have a job. Nobody's talking about sleeping all afternoon when they have a job ben azmanim. They're ready to go out for 12 hours because they're machshiv it. Because I can do it. I'll take on a job even if it's hard. And the Ribbono Shel'Olam tells us what's the tafkid achayim, and we're scared of it. We can't do it. If we were paid by the hour, we wouldn't be here. Self-esteem, a certain awareness of who you are. Yes, a shtickel gaiva. Vayig baliba b'darkei Hashem, says the pasuk. You've got to be a bal gaiva in the darkei Hashem. Walk around. Yes, I walk around. I am a ben melech. I'm choshev. The Ribbono Shel'Olam sent me on this world for a tafkid. I'm choshev by the Ribbono Shel'Olam. My learning, my davening means something. When we understand that, we'll perhaps have a shtickel hatzlocha Pesach in Avodas Hashem.